Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I got a rock.
A what? A what?
Got a rock.
In a hard place?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Sort of.
A rock.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a diamond ring.
I wish. No.
No.
Not that kind of rock.
Oh, I'm bummed.
Yeah, you'll get it before we're done here. You'll figure it out.
Ow! Don't be throwing your rock at me.
I won't.
Okay.
You have to guess the topic, though.
Yeah, but you said I'm going to get it before the end of the show.
You'll get the topic.
That makes me very afraid.
I know. You should be very afraid of this show, especially.
Be very, very afraid.
National holidays from HolidayInsights.com.
For the week of October 30th through November 5th. November is Aviation History Month. History. It starts early, folks. Child Safety Protection Month.
Yes, because you should always check your candy before you eat it.
Exactly.
Right.
Never let the little ones eat it first.
Right.
Peanut Butter Lovers Month.
Ooh, nummy. Reese Cups.
I agree with you on that one.
Mm.
Week 1 of November is also Chemistry Week.
I have no comment for that one. November 2nd is Deviled Egg Day.
Ooh,
yum.
Sound a little bit late. November 2nd is also Look for Circles Day. Look for Circles Day is today. Go forth in search of circles. We suspect you will find them everywhere. Looking for circles is a lot like swimming in a round pool. You go round and round. There's a lot of splashing, but you don't get anywhere. We hope you take a...
Circuitous, I think.
Aha! Circuitous route to a happy and fun-filled look for Circles Day.
Yeah, circles like Reese's cups and like pumpkins and like there's other round things. Lollipops.
Lollipop. Yeah. Lollipop. Oh, remember.
Birthdays for this week: October 31st, 1950. John Candy,
ooh,
actor and comedian, one of my favorite. And also in 1967, October 31st, Vanilla Ice, the singer and actor
and rapper.
And rapper, yes, because rappers are good if you got candy. Make sure all your candy has a wrapper.
Rock, candy, scissors. November 2nd, 1755, Marie Antoinette, Queen of France.
Ooh, that would make a good costume.
And November 4th, 1954, Yanni.
That's just scary. Just scary. Yanni just is scary.
But enjoyable.
This day in history, October 31st, 1966, the Department of Transportation was created. I'm not going to go with
that. I'm biting my tongue.
Yeah.
October 31st, 1926. Magician Harry Houdini dies from complication of a ruptured appendix.
A ruptured appendix? Is it an appendix that went to heaven?
Yes, sir.
Or a ruptured appendix?
It just left early.
There we go. So, the theme for today is...
pain.
No. Trick or treat, pumpkins, Reese cups, John Candy's birthday.
Bad acting?
Could be.
All right, it must be, I guess, trick or treat must be All Things Hallow.
Ween. Yay.
All Hallows Ween.
Yes.
All Hallows Eve.
Because tomorrow is Halloween.
Yeah. Do you hear there's a movement to change Halloween to the first or the last Saturday of each month?
What? Each month? Every month?
Every year, in October. They figure that they don't want the kids out like on a Monday or Tuesday night.
They don't. They go out Saturday night in my neighborhood, whether it's Halloween or not.
I know.
Hmm.
But people don't understand the tradition of
what Charlie Brown thinks about that.
He'll still not find the pumpkin.
Well, from wordorigins.org, our curious word of the day is jack-o'-lantern.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yes.
Cool.
As the story goes, Stingy Jack was a miserable old drunk who enjoyed playing tricks on his family, friends, and his mother. Even the devil. He was from Ireland, by the way. One day, Stingy Jack invited the devil to have a drink with him. True to his name, Stingy Jack didn't want to pay for his drink. He convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin, which Jack said he would use to buy their drinks. But the old drunk decided to keep the coin. He placed it in his pocket next to a silver cross, which prevented the devil from changing back. Eventually, Jack freed the devil, but with stipulations. The first being the devil would not bother Jack for a year, and the second, if Jack should die, the devil would not claim his soul.
Sometimes the next year, Jack again tricked the devil, this time into climbing a tree to pick a piece of fruit. Jack carved a sign of a cross into the tree's bark so the devil could not come down until he promised Jack he would not bother him for 10 more years. Soon after, Jack died.
But the legend says God would not allow such an unsavory figure into heaven. The devil, upset by the trick Jack had played on him, kept his word and did not claim his soul. Instead, he sent Jack off into the dark night with only a burning coal to light his way. Jack put the coal into a carved-out turnip and has been roaming the earth ever since. The Irish began to refer to the ghostly figure as Jack of the Lantern and then simply Jack-o'-lantern.
People in Ireland and Scotland began to make their own versions of Jack's lantern by carving scary faces into turnips or potatoes and placing them into windows or near doors to frighten away Stingy Jack and other wandering evil spirits. In England, they use large beets. Immigrations from these countries brought the jack-o'-lantern tradition with them when they came to the United States. Soon discovering the pumpkins, a fruit native to America, made the perfect jack-o'-lanterns.
I just can't imagine carving a beet for Halloween. That just wouldn't do it for me.
Of course it is red, and you can have a little... Never mind.
Anyway, guess what I have?
Oh, no. It's one of those top five lists that has 15,427...
14.
14 today.
Yes, and this is freshly pressed. This was actually sent in the mail yesterday.
Freshly pressed.
Freshly pressed, yes. Our top five list from top5.com. The top 14 movies of zombies.
Ooh, zombies.
Yeah, yeah. Number 14 is Brain Man.
Not me. Number 13, Peggy Sue Got Buried.
Number 12, I Know Who You Ate Last, Shuffler.
Oh, man. Oh, these are bad. Number 11, Undead Man Shuffling.
Number 10, Food Fellas.
Number 9, Le Vida Cerebella.
Number 8, I like this one, Mr. Mom, Om Nom Nom Nom.
Number 7, The Man with Two Brains Who Wouldn't Share.
Number 6, Who's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Number 5, Brain Spotting.
Brain Spotting.
Brain.
Yeah. Number 4, Foot Lost.
Number 3, Zombie Dearest.
Number 2, Brain Fest of Tiffany's.
And top5.com's number 1 favorite movie of zombies,
being Keith Richards.
Oh. Of course, he's still alive.
Well, we think. We're not sure exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But he was good in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, he was.
He played father.
Yes, I know that. He was good. Dumb Criminals from dumbcriminals.com. We have Halloween crimes.
This can only be bad.
In 2007, on October 25th, Halloween was just around the corner, and that means it's time for tricks or treats. Tricks like toilet papering old people's houses, leaving flaming bags of dog leavings on old people's doorsteps, and dressing up as escaped convicts to art out in traffic, possibly in front of very, very old people.
According to the Associated Press, a man dressed as an escaped convict to fool his friends and became a convict himself. The man dressed himself in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit to complete the outfit. He was either trying to dress up as a convict or a very evil carrot. He ran into a field where the motor spotted him and called 911 to report the rampaging of a large, evil carrot.
Police later learned the man was just trying to play a prank on his friends. Police seemed confused how he dressed up as a large carrot could be pranking in the first place, and then they took him to jail for disorderly conduct.
Bada bing.
Da-da. How do you handcuff yourself? I don't know.
Practice?
Yeah, good. That's good. We have another one.
White Plains, New York, November 1st, 2006. A jail went into lockdown and recounted its prisoners on Halloween night after a former inmate was spotted trick-or-treating in his old prisoner's jumpsuit.
Bad choice of costume, said Susan Tolchin, chief advisor to Westchester County Executive Andrew Spano. First of all, Tolchin added, the sleeves are all wrong, and no one should be wearing brown work boots with those colors. I mean, orange. At this time of year, honey, black is the new black.
Former prisoners are not allowed to keep their jumpsuits. Police confiscated the jumpsuit. He was not arrested, but he did win the most original costume by the United States penal system. He received a cheap gold trophy and a gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd keep my jumpsuit.
Yeah.
If I was, incarcerated.
I'd be thinking burn that rascal.
You've heard of urban legends, right?
John Wayne flew in from the east, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not Urban Outfitters. That's a store.
Oh.
Yeah. But we have, for story time, we have from cracked.com. Seven creepy urban legends that happen to be true. And these were compiled by Nathan Birch.
These aren't the lies that are true that are lies.
No, these are actually true.
Okay. True.
Yes, true. Urban legends that we think aren't true that are true, actually, in fact.
Cool.
Yes. Halloween is nearly here, and that means it's once again time to prove that the urban legends that scared you as a kid should still totally scare you as a rational adult, because they're totally true. Sometimes the stories told late at night at sleepovers really did happen at that kid's brother's cousin's sister's house. For instance, man-eating escalators.
The legend. Parents can't seem to resist the urge to play amateur horror movie director when teaching you the importance of tying your shoes. You don't want to end up like the boy two towns over whose shoelaces got stuck in the escalator at the mall. They're still cleaning the shoe out of the grate. They're still cleaning his toes out of the grate with dental floss. After years of riding escalators without incident, you begin to suspect that you are more likely to face that gets stuck that way than get your foot eaten by an escalator at the mall.
The truth. Escalators are hungry like the wolf. In this case, an unseeing, unfeeling robotic wolf that appears to grow hungrier once it tastes blood. Shoelaces will get sucked up like sucking soda through a straw. That's not a quote from A Guide to Parenting with Existential Terror, but from nationally certified escalator safety inspector Kevin Doherty. And once the escalator has your shoelace, well, not even food metaphors can convey the stuff Doherty's seen on the job. It's unbelievable what an escalator can do to human flesh. Are you listening, Hollywood? That's the sound of unexploited horror property. Toes and entire pieces of feet have been chewed off by escalators. And if the victim reaches down to try to free himself from the human paper shredder, that's when things can go from bad to worse. Like grizzly bears and sharks apparently don't want to mess with an escalator when it's in the middle of a feeding. For instance, in 2003, a girl lost part of her hand when she reached down to free her shoe, which the escalator was in process of eating. In 2005, a 34-year-old cook made the mistake of wearing a hood on an escalator. Nobody's sure if he was reaching down to free a shoelace or seated when the escalator got hold of his hood, because by the time they found him, the escalator had sucked his hood into the comb plate, dragged him to the ground, and strangled him to death. That's cheerful, huh?
That just woke me right up.
Yeah, well, here we have number two, the girl in the closet.
The legend.
Not Ellen DeGeneres. Sorry, couldn't help it.
She's not in, though. She's out.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, Chaz.
What is the legend, actually, of the girl in the closet, Joe?
Chaz. The legend. Everyone knows the feeling you're alone in your house when you get the unmistakable sense that you're being watched. It's like you can feel another human presence in the house with you, even though you know you lock the doors and windows. This spooky trick of the mind is probably why so many of our ghost stories are about someone being inside our house. There's the call that was coming from inside the house, the killer who hides under your bed, the guy who wakes up to find a note taped to his forehead, even monsters living in the closet. But those fears are irrational, right? Mm. 364 days of the year, this would be a terrifying thing to wake up to.
The truth, however, a 57-year-old man living by himself in Japan began to notice small things amiss in his house. Objects wouldn't be where he'd left them. Food would disappear that he swore he didn't remember eating. He'd wake up to strange sounds in the middle of the night, but every time he'd go and check them out, the door would be locked, the windows tightly shut. Was he losing his mind? Being messed with by a shy poltergeist? To find out, he set up a series of spy cameras around his house. The next morning, he ran back the footage on the camera, and that's when he saw it. A strange woman crawling out of a cupboard like it was the TV in The Ring.
And if you think that's terrifying, imagine what happened inside his stomach when at the end of video, she crawled back into the cupboard. The one that was just a couple of feet away where he was standing, watching the video. The man assumed the woman was a burglar who was only temporarily hiding in the cupboard and had since left. He called the police, who pointed out that all the locks on the doors and the windows were undisturbed. There was simply no evidence whatsoever that anybody had broken in. In other words, cue in dramatic strings,
dun, dun, dun.
The woman had been in the house all along. It's a really good thing he waited to fumigate.
After a thorough search, the woman was found nervously huddled in a small cupboard. Apparently, she had sneaked into the house and slept, ate, and even took showers there for an entire year without being detected. Think of all the things you've done in your most private moments, the things you thought nobody would ever see. Now imagine a homeless Japanese woman watching it all. Yeah, we'll let that one sink in for a minute.
Oh.
Oh, Joe. Where's the worst possible place to wake up?
No, I can't go there.
Just read the script.
The mourners pass by the casket, giving their last respects. It's your turn. And as you look down into the coffin, you think, wow, they did a great job. She almost looks like she's still alive.
And that's when the corpse starts screaming.
The truth. It all started when Fugilaya Makhamyasanova, a woman from the northern Russian city of Kazan, suffered a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital by her husband. At the hospital, she was declared dead by a crack team of physicians who we suspect were only like a minute away from their lunch break, because it turns out she wasn't dead at all. She was just mostly dead. That didn't stop the woman's family from quickly putting together a funeral for her, a funeral she rudely interrupted with her screams of terror when she woke and realized where she was. But hey, while having the body at the funeral sit up and start wailing like a banshee is a bit freaky, in the end, your loved one isn't dead at all. That's good news, right?
Right, except, in this case, Fagalu Madahameshinov promptly died again. For this time, for real, the shock of waking up at her own funeral was simply too much for the poor woman, and she suffered a second heart attack that totally, 100%, for sure, killer her good for good.
Did they have to pay for two funerals?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It is Russia.
Yeah. Apparently in Russia, the safety coffin is still considered an in-demand technology.
Should we poke grandma with a stick to make sure?
That's bad.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes.
That's bad.
What was your favorite Halloween candy to get when you went trick-or-treating?
You've already said it. Reese Cups.
Reese Cups?
I loved Reese Cups.
I like Baby Ruth.
Nah.
Yeah. Baby Ruth. Yum. Oh, I have here from top5.com the top 15 least popular Halloween treats.
The least popular.
The least popular, yes.
All right.
1 year I gave out toothbrushes. It took a long time to get the eggs off the house the next day.
Yeah, that's the least popular one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the woman on TV wants to give carrots.
Yeah, well, you know.
Doesn't work.
Well, oh, speaking of, that's a good segue. The first of our least popular Halloween treats is Bitto Bunny.
Number 14 is caramel onions.
Number 13 for health food fanatics, Moonbeam Light Dancer's Carabin Soy Fun Bar.
Yeah, that's a teepeed house. Number 12, Zit Cat Bars. Yuck.
11, Gummy Tapeworms.
Of course. Number 10, Lightly Sautéed Brussels Sprouts.
Ew. Number 9, Marshmallows, now with real marsh flavor.
Number 8, Pork Peppermint Patties.
7, Tarburst Fruit Chews.
Number 6, Good and Phlegmy, Phlegmy, Phlegmy.
This is my favorite. Dr. Scholl's Candy Corns.
Oh. Number 4, Gummy Yogi Bears. No, that's the Bears.
Yeah, Yogi Bears. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Never mind. Well, that's not too bad.
Number
gummy.
3, lump of stuck together box candy in a candy bowl inherited from Grandma.
Oh.
Ooh.
Number 2, Petrified Easter Marshmallow Peeps. Yummy.
And the number 1 least popular Halloween treat,
Assorted Yankees, George Steinbrenner's house only. Oh.
I don't know if they'd fit in my bag, but okay.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Girl.
I know. And we found another website, thanks to our producer, Dave. SnowySillyFacts.com, which is entirely about death.
Oh.
Yeah.
These Halloween,
okay. Strange and true facts about death. Did you know more people are killed by donkeys annually than are killed by plane crashes?
No.
More people are killed each year by coconuts than by sharks.
I can believe that.
And you are more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than by a poisonous spider.
Ooh.
Mm.
The animal responsible for the most human deaths worldwide is the mosquito.
Your statistical chance of being murdered is 1 in 20,000.
There are 5 times as many deaths due to the negligence of doctors as there are deaths due to firearms.
On average, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year.
Robert Hershey, of Hershey Chocolate fame, died when he fell into a vat of chocolate and drowned.
And finally, realtor beware, it's illegal to sell a haunted house in New York without telling the buyer. Yeah. Oh, look, Cactus Joe is here.
Oh, no.
Yes, Cactus Joe.
No, don't open the door.
With a little help from crack.com.
Don't let him in.
Oh, yeah, we got to, though.
You know, he's going to rant.
He's going to rant. Every Halloween, the youngster's thoughts turn to candy.
Bah, cracky and minor acts of vandalism.
But mostly candy.
But there's always a downside to trick-or-treating, and not just the juvenile diabetes that kick in a few years later. We talked about the barely edible candies that got handed out every year, products that thrived at Halloween because it was the one time when a person who brought it wouldn't have had to actually eat it.
We're talking about
wax candy, wax lips, and wax fangs.
Okay, everyone remembers wax lips. They were bright red, shiny, and technically edible. Like a poor man's collagen, these oily enhancers were the closest many children would ever come to a somewhat presentable face.
Got that right.
Yeah.
The bad. It's admirable that the manufacturers didn't attempt to disguise the product with a misleading name or fancy packaging. They came right out and told you. That's a candle in your mouth, sonny. Not to mention the fact that to keep the lips and fangs attached to your face, you were required to bite down ever so gently on an extra piece of wax protruding from the inside of the lips, making speech unintelligible at the top of everything else.
But the likelihood of being physically injured by this candy? It was pretty safe itself. How, of course, if you weren't smart enough to abstain from actually eating it, and your friends probably would still wound up passing it from mouth to mouth, spreading colds and maybe even a case of measles or herpes, depending on the crowd you ran with. On the plus side, the wax candy doubles as a mouth guard, which you probably needed.
Hell, that's just bad stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, candy jewelry, candy necklaces, and ring pops.
Well, that's good. It's tasty. It's fashionable. It will gain you the respect of your peers, catch the eye of that boy you've been after, and give you a delicious reprieve from the sheer torture that is your adolescence. It's the best of both worlds.
Oh, the bad now. The whole edible clothing accessory thing is really better in theory than practice. Like those novelty edible panties. You don't put them back on after they've partially eaten. Not so with the candy necklace, which the little girl was sure to put in her mouth, then around her neck, then around her waist, then on her friend's wrist, then in her friend's mouth. It'd be disgusting if the candy didn't taste like chalk. The ring pop was no better. The whole point is to suck on the thing while it's still on your finger. Soon you'd be wound up wearing a sticky glove of red saliva.
But what is the likelihood of being physically injured by this candy?
Take all of the disease concerns we had about the wax candy and doubled it since you basically got a kid sporting the ring of Lugus around his or her neck, always ring pops, always scratch the heck out of her finger.
That's right, that's right. Now, what did you think about the chewy kind of stuff?
Oh, an hour later, fruit and good and fruity, squirrel nut zippers, saltwater taffy?
Yeah, chewy candy has one upside. It lasts a really long time.
Either bad. It lasts a long time. There's a limit to how long candy should be in your mouth, and that's 4 minutes. 4 minutes. With the exception of chewing gum, no candy should force its flavor upon the user in a moment longer. Plus, this stuff can glue your teeth together with the strength of some kind of dental adhesive. The whole tedious, laborious task was way more work than eating a piece of candy should require. Maybe that would be fine if it was only the candy you had and you needed to stretch out the experience. But during the post-Halloween binge, it only delayed the eating of more candy.
Okay, but the likelihood of being physically injured by this candy? Attempt to find someone who's ever managed to consume a now and later in less than 20 minutes.
You won't, because they choked and died.
Ah, thank you, Cactus Joe.
Get out of here. Out, out, bye. No!
We have the lie of the day from HotLife.com, Dave's Web of Lies.
Da, 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 da.
Dave's Web of Lies employs a trained team of specialist researchers to troll the world of information nets seeking out falsehoods. We constantly update this site with the latest lies for you to consume, safe in the knowledge that what you read is not true.
Disclaimer. Whilst we exhaustively examine each of our lies for any speck of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, We cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
Only 0.1% of the world's population have taste buds sensitive enough to taste the difference between each M&M candy color shell.
The popular candy Swedish Fish are only found in Australia's tropical waters.
That's a lie. The lightsaber was invented when George Lucas found a single strangely shaped candy in a pack of cherry lifesavers.
That's a lie. CIA operatives, brilliantly disguised as pumpkins, corn stalks, and sliding glass doors, recently foiled a ring of rampant candy thieves. The thieves cleverly dressed up in their disguises and called on unsuspecting residents with the threat of trick-or-treat.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Heart-shaped candies grew in popularity after the recent flop of candy-shaped hearts.
That's a lie. Eating cotton candy and smoking at the same time can result in spontaneous human combustion.
That is a lie. God. I have another top five list. And this has six. We're getting closer.
We're getting closer, yes.
This is the top six reasons you didn't win the Halloween costume contest.
All right.
A 420-pound Peter Pan? I don't think so.
Number five, the Unabomber costume was actually pretty good, but the explosion in the mailroom wasn't as popular as you expected.
Number four, nobody's buying your drunk guy who forgot a costume costume.
Number three, after your roommates insist on being the front legs, you begin to suspect that a burrito dinner wasn't such a good idea.
Although your internal bus architecture of the Celeron ship costume was a big hit with the other engineers in the office, things are kind of different outside in the real world.
And the number one reason you didn't win the Halloween costume contest.
Your kindergarten students failed to see the irony in your roadkill barn costume. I didn't think I could say that without laughing.
There is justice in the world.
We have some ruminations from ruminate.com.
Ruminations. Yes. Cool.
You remember that song? I forget who sang this. Joe Walsh? Some people call me a space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love. Some people tell me my Halloween costume still needs work.
Bada bing.
Yeah.
You know that scene in the movies when the guy reaches across and rips off his rubber face and everyone gasps?
Mm-hmm.
I pulled that trick at a party, ripping my face off, and everyone did gasp. Maybe I should have worn a rubber mask.
Oh, my.
Oh, buddy.
I found an Irish blessing since Halloween was from Ireland.
Hi.
Yes. This is an Irish blessing for Halloween. At All Hallows Tide, may God keep you safe from goblins and puka and black-hearted stranger.
From harm of the water and head to the fire, from thorns of the brabble, from all other danger.
From will-o'-the-wisp haunting the mire, from stumbles and tumbles and tricksters that vex you.
May God in his mercy this week protect you.
Aw.
Aw, that's sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Such lovely endings.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
What?
It's almost time to go.
Aw.
Are you going trick-or-treating?
No.
You're not?
No.
You're going to pass out candy at your door?
Every time I go trick-or-treating and they open a door and I yell trick-or-treat, they all get scared and slam the door in my face.
Well, you need to quit wearing that costume.
What costume?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Oh.
That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Kat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks. Got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Trick